It's a study put out by the Nelson A. Rockefeller Institute in New York. It's the research arm of the State University of New York, and it may hold some good news for those of us in the racing industry if you look at the numbers that show that racinos, much like the kind we operate here in Ontario and much of Canada, have fared better in terms of giving governments revenues from gambling. At least that's the case in the States. The co-author of that study is on the other end of my line, Lucy Dedayan. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
The numbers of those states that have racinos are encouraging, as I said, to those of us in the standardbred racing industry. But again, we haven't really dug beneath the surface. What are we to read from them? Should we get optimistic, not too optimistic?
Well, the numbers are optimistic, but they show growth, but however, they are not an indication of being optimistic, because the numbers are positive just because there have been so many racinos opened in some states, mostly in Pennsylvania and Indiana. And if actually we exclude numbers from Pennsylvania and Indiana, we see that the total racino revenues from racetracks have been down by about 4%.
So really it's the same, only this time racinos are benefiting a little bit more and grabbing a bigger piece of what could be a shrinking pie.
Exactly.
Now, again, in your study, you point out that for the first time, government revenues in the states from gambling are down overall. That's a first time, isn't it?
Actually, it's not necessarily the first time, but it's the largest decline. It's the first time seeing the largest decline in the last 3 decades.
Now, much of the downturn in gambling revenues seemed to coincide with the economic downturn, yet racinos have bucked the trend. Why do you think that is?
It's hard to say whether the decline is due to economic downturn or is due to other factors. For example, whether the gambling has reached the saturation point or whether the decline is because of the implementation of smoking bans in certain states. So it's a mixture of factors that influence the decline in gambling revenue.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of why racinos have done better. Generally, they don't offer the total gambling experience that a casino would.
Casinos are doing better because they are new form of gambling. They're really the racinos emerged only recently, mostly after the last recession, after 2001 recession. I mean, if we look at the 4 states that had video lottery terminals for a long time, particularly the states like Rhode Island, West Virginia, and Delaware, they all had VLTs since at least 1995, they all show decline. So now if you add the slots to the racetracks, of course they are going to generate revenue because people would rather go to their state's racetracks than travel to Nevada. But it's certainly is not going to be long life.
I guess my question at this point is, we in Canada look at the numbers in the states probably with the same alarm as Americans do vis-a-vis government funding of social programs. Perhaps you can tell our listeners how this overall softening of gambling revenues might hurt social programs in the U.S. that rely on those gambling revenues.
Well, in general, the programs that rely on gambling revenues, they grow much faster. They have a much faster pace of growth, programs such as education and others, as opposed compared to the revenues generated from the gambling. So in the long term, it's going to create more problems.
Yeah, I can see that, because after all, education was a big recipient of government revenues from gambling throughout various states that have it, and I think we have to take a hard look at what might be the outcome here in Canada. I know that in Ontario we subsidize a lot of social programs in the province thanks to the money earned by our Ontario Lottery Corporation, and who knows, that could be something looming on the horizon. So, I mean, half glass half full or half empty, Lucy?
half empty.
Half empty, okay. Not the answer I wanted to hear, but we in the harness racing business are eternal optimists. Lucy Dedayan, I thank you for your time. We appreciate you sharing the results of your study through the Nelson A. Rockefeller Institute of Government Fiscal Studies program. The name of the study is entitled what again?
A Smaller Jackpot.
And it can be accessed through your website, which is www.rockinst.org, correct?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure having you on Trot Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye-bye now. Coming up on the next Trot Radio, choosing the sex of your next horse. Experiments going on in Australia could make that a very real thing of the not-too-distant future. We'll look at that on the next edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.